I'm going to read a short passage from the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 11 and verses 1 to 3. Let us listen that we might hear God's word. A shoot shall come out from the stalk of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. May God bless this reading to us, and to his name be the praise and the glory. Amen. Hello, my name is Brian Hillsley, and I'm the minister of Aberlady and of Gullan Parish Churches, part of the Church of Scotland, and we're located in beautiful East Lothian. Thank you for tuning in to this reflection for Pentecost Sunday, Sunday the 31st of May 2020. Alongside this video, you should find two others, one with a reading by Barry of Luke's account of the day of Pentecost, as found in chapter 2 of the book of the Acts of the Apostles, and also another containing prayer for Pentecost Sunday. I hope and I pray that you will find blessing in these things. Yesterday saw the first day of a slight easing of the lockdown restrictions here in Scotland, and families and friends were able to get together for the first time in months, albeit outside and still maintaining social distancing. My wife and I had the great pleasure of welcoming our granddaughter, Sophia, all of 8 months old, with her parents, and we enjoyed the day more than I can say. Our granddaughter is named Sophia, which ties in very nicely with the theme of today's reflection. Give a man a fish, and you will feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, and you will feed him for a lifetime. That's a piece of wisdom that's in common currency. It's well known and it's been around for a very long time. And the reason that it has lasted is because it captures a truth that is both simple and profound. And it manages to capture that truth in a phrase, a saying, which conjures up visual images and which really are accessible to, understandable by most, if not all, people. Give a man a fish, and you'll feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, and you will feed him for a lifetime. According to what I've read, the origins of that saying lie with a man named Maimonides. Maimonides was born in Cordova, in what is now Spain, in the Middle Ages. He was what is known as a Sephardi Jew. In other words, Sephardi denoting his Iberian origins. During Maimonides' early life, Jews and Judaism were tolerated by the Muslim rulers of Spain. But in his later years, that changed. And as persecution ensued, Maimonides travelled across to the continent of Africa, spending time in Morocco before travelling to the Middle East, where he spent a great deal of his life. Maimonides was an acclaimed scholar of the Torah, the Jewish law, but he was also a preeminent physician, an astronomer, and also a philosopher, a deep thinker. And it was because of Maimonides' acknowledged wisdom that he was respected in Jewish circles, in Christian circles, and in Muslim circles. Maimonides' wisdom enabled him to cross cultural and religious divides, building bridges of mutual understanding. In today's short passage, which we heard at the beginning, the passage from Isaiah chapter 11, we read words which would have been very familiar, I believe, to Maimonides. The prophet Isaiah foretells the day when a son of David will be raised up and endowed with the Holy Spirit of God. And in that Holy Spirit there will be wisdom, there will be understanding, there will be counsel and might, and the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And for fear we should understand there the honouring of the Lord. For Christian people, passages such as that from Isaiah chapter 11 are, of course, foundational in the understanding that Jesus is the Messiah, the one promised and sent of God. Within these verses from Isaiah, there also lies a key element of Jewish and Christian understanding, that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, encapsulates the divine wisdom, which divine wisdom is, of course, praised and honoured in so many other parts of the Old Testament, such as the wisdom literature. And when the Jewish scriptures are translated into Greek, the word used for this divine wisdom is Sophia. Over recent weeks, we've noted that the Gospels tell us that as he prepared to depart from his disciples, in other words, as the physical resurrection appearances came to an end, Jesus promised his disciples that he would send the Holy Spirit of God to them, and he also counseled them that they should not try to do anything in his name until the Holy Spirit came. They should wait for the Spirit before trying to do anything in the name of the kingdom of God. Pentecost, which is often cited as the birthday of the Christian church, remembers and celebrates that day when the Holy Spirit did come, when the promise made by Jesus was fulfilled. And in Luke's wonderful account of Pentecost in the book of Acts, there are commonly understood, there are well-known Jewish images of the Holy Spirit to the fore, such as wind and fire. And most importantly, in that account, Luke emphasizes two things above everything else. For Luke, the two immediate consequences of the arrival of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost are these. Firstly, there was widespread amazement. And secondly, there was mutual understanding. Everyone was amazed at what happened, and the origin, the heart of their amazement lay in the fact that there was amongst them a mutual understanding that was unknown and unprecedented. And of course, Luke gives witness to that, and he tries to put that across when he tells us that they could understand one another even though they were all speaking in different languages. And of course, those different languages also denoted different religious backgrounds and different cultural and ethnic backgrounds. The Spirit of God came upon this diverse group of people and amazingly achieved mutual understanding as previously unknown. Every Sunday morning for over recent weeks, the children of the Sunday Club here in Gullen have been getting together by Zoom, and I've been privileged to be a part of most of those meetings. Last week, we were thinking ahead to today, and we were thinking again about the fruit of the Holy Spirit of God. And I challenged the children to try to remember the 9 characteristics of the Holy Spirit of God, of which Paul tells us in the final verses of chapter 5 of his letter to the Galatians. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. This list is not, of course, exclusive, but it really emphasizes that when the Holy Spirit of God is at work in us because we have welcomed that Spirit in, then these characteristics will be present in us and evident in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And of course, these characteristics are essential companions to, indeed they're essential components of, divine wisdom, Sophia. It's certainly my invariable experience that wherever and whenever I encounter true wisdom, then these other qualities and virtues will also be strongly present and influential. Wisdom is never loud or overbearing. It's never reckless or intolerant. Wisdom is invariably gentle. It is kind. And of course it is humble. And how much our world needs a large dose of humility. Wisdom then is the equivalent of, it is another name for, the Holy Spirit of God. And as was seen in Maimonides, that Spirit of God, that divine wisdom, builds bridges. It works to achieve mutual understanding and respect. And wherever and whenever that occurs, it is truly amazing. Today, above all days in the Christian calendar, we remember that Christian conviction that in God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, amazing things are possible. Life, as God intends it, is made real through the work of the Holy Spirit within us, when God's Holy Spirit rules in our lives. And so today, I encourage you with all my heart to embrace that truth, and to open your heart today and every day to God's Holy Spirit, which waits in every moment of every day to be welcomed in. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.